Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Tracy from San Diego. Hi, everyone. I'm Tracy, and I'm an addict and alcoholic. Don't be fooled by the put-together look tonight and assume that I'm not a mess, because for as long as I can remember, I've struggled with just being happy and deep loneliness and just not knowing how to do this life thing, really, really struggling. And problems with alcohol started really early with me. I grew up in an alcoholic family, so alcohol was always around. Very narcissistic, so I wasn't even a blip on the screen, so no one was really watching me. But one Christmas, because of the degree of uncomfortableness that I always had, I thought it would be a good idea to chug a bottle of vodka in the back of the room, and then spent 5 days in intensive care. Almost died. And I'm from Pittsburgh. Al's from Pittsburgh, too. And the doctor had said that I drank enough to kill Mean Joe Green, who was a defenseman in the Pittsburgh Steelers. But 5 days in intensive care, and my father just told me that a couple weeks ago, and I thought it was one day, you know, but 5 days, that's almost dead. And never even thought twice about alcohol. Always just thought, you know, I have problems because my family is a mess. And if I had a family and if I could get a different life, I would be all right. And so I set out to do that. I joined the military. So I thought, okay, get some discipline, get some changes. And, of course, I smoked pot all through the Navy, even though you got tested, but that wasn't even an indication at all. But and spent like $15,000 on personal growth classes and read every self-help book there was and mimicked anyone that I thought was successful or had anything that I wanted. And I was just, if I was like you, then maybe I could have the life that I see. Maybe I could be happy. And the more I tried, the worse things got. And then there was a Vegas incident where I was so wasted. I mean, I don't even remember getting into the car and drugs, drinking, everything, all by myself in Vegas. Story of my life, at least how I felt. And was driving back to my friend's house at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And on the highway, you know, speed limit's about 65. And all I remember is a sensation. You know, my eyes were closed and holding onto the steering wheel and slamming on the brakes. But just a feeling that I was spinning really fast and that everything was going to be all right. And woke up and I was on the side of the road about 300 yards away from the highway, facing the highway, and just thought, well, I fell asleep. Well, put it in drive, ready to go. And this guy came up to me and said, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I must have fallen asleep, you know, but I'm going to get going. Thanks, see ya. And he's like, have you seen your car? You know, and whole side of the left side of my car, I guess I'd been riding up against the median for a good while, so that was destroyed. And my wheels on the left side were at a 45-degree angle, so I guess that centripetal force was pretty intense. And cops came, spent the night in jail, real bad hangover in jail, throwing up, just awful, just this awful. Still no indication that, you know, alcohol may have been my problem. I was the problem. If only I could put my finger on it, I would surely fix it. And the more I tried, the worse things got. I had no family. I had no relationship with my family. I had no close friends. I was drinking and doing drugs since whenever I'd wake up all day. And if you knew how I felt, you would say, I understand. And filed for bankruptcy. I had no hope. I've tried everything. And was really suicidal. And I tried everything. And then one day, I was going to have my spiritual time, so I smoked a joint, and that's my spiritual time. And then I asked God, you know, to show me the way, and went off on my walk, you know, open to guidance, and found myself wandering into a coffee shop and saw some couches and saw a sign. I said, what's a sign? Like a big spotlight on it. 12 steps, marijuana is anonymous. I was reading the first step, and I was just like, whoa, wow, I'm really powerless. My life is really unmanageable. And then I remember reading in step two, like, to sanity. I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? This is, like, crazy. And this guy behind me says, are you here for the meeting? I was like, what meeting? He's like, AA meeting in 5 minutes. And I was like, I guess I am. And so I stayed for the meeting. And then a couple days later, I really had to sit down with myself and decide, you know, am I going to do this or am I going to go back to how I was living? So I really took 3 good days sitting down with myself and said, you know what? You can continue living the way that you were living or you can do something different. And I made a decision. And I realized that I hadn't tried everything. I was convinced that I had, and that's where the hopelessness came. But one thing that I didn't try was not trying anything at all and letting go. And so my desperation led me here and led me to be willing. And through the steps, and, you know, I'm so grateful for this program. This is such an amazing spiritual program. A way of living, alcoholic or not. It's so. I have such a reverence for this. It's saved my life and it's given me a way of living. And it had given me, like, you know, if I could put my finger on it, yeah, you know, step four, yeah, you know, step nine, you know, all of this, just get it all out and stop drinking and using. And God is really doing for me what I could not do for myself. And, you know, today I have money in the bank. I have a beautiful apartment. I have a relationship with my family that is good. I have wonderful quality friends in my life. Whenever I need a ride to the airport, I don't have to feel sorry for myself because no one will, you know, I can't ask anyone because I didn't do anything for anyone. I feel guilty for asking for a favor. But, you know, it's my life so different. And I always thought, you know, if I only had my own family, you know, if I work really hard, if I have my own family, then I'll be happy. And could never get that relationship. And through surrendering and filling in the holes, those gaping holes that I had inside of me through spiritual means, through this program, and being happy with myself, my higher power delivered a man from my past to me in a dream and said, you know, really, I needed to do an amends to him. I woke up very humbled by how I treated him years and years ago. And through not wanting to continue to do harm and not have motive and want to manipulate and harm for my own personal reasons, I am learning how to be in a relationship. And not be selfish. And that works, believe it or not. Yeah, I always tried to control everything. If I could, you know, plan ahead and be what I needed to be, say what I needed to say, maybe it would work out the way I needed it to work out. But today, you know, by the grace of God and by this program, I'm really learning that, you know, just being me and walking through with my higher power, and just letting things be the way that they need to be, they work out a lot better than anything I could have ever dreamed of. So that's my story. So thanks for letting me share.